We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting the last parak of Masechtas Pesachim, a very geshmaka and a gay the parak on Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. Zokta Mishnah. Erev Pesachim, Somoch Lemincha, Lo Yoichal Odom Adja Tachshach. Erev Pesach, close to time of Mincha, the Gemara has a shayla which Mincha we mean Mincha Ketana or Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola means by noon, and Mincha Ketana means after 9.5 hours. The Maisa we come at means Mincha Ketana, which is the 9.5 hour time. Within a half hour of, Samach always means a half hour, within a half hour of Mincha Ketana, which is beginning of the 10th hour, the halacha is, means after 9 hours, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat, Achatach until it gets dark. So what does it mean you're not allowed to eat? So the Gemara later on explains that not allowed to eat means you are allowed to eat fruit and mini targima, just you can't eat any pas. So Tosfos asks already, what do you mean you can't eat pas? You're not allowed to eat matzah, Medina de Gemara in the Yishalmi, that says, you're not allowed to eat matzah, there's a special issue to eat matzah erev Pesach. So which pas, what are we talking about eating? You're allowed to eat fruit, but you're not allowed to eat pas. Which pas are you talking about? So Tosfos' answer is talking about matzah ashira. That you're not allowed to eat matzah ashira samach lemincha, which is matzah, which is a pas, which is not yoitza, the mitzvah matzah, since it has mei peiros in it. It's called matzah ashira. It's matzah is made out of flour and mei peiros. And that type of matzah, you're not allowed to eat samach lemincha ready. Or any other pas, if someone had cake, they could have, let's say, matzah meal, but matzah meal might be a problem anyway, else the matzah, but let's say they would make it into cake, and then it'll be the matzah ashira also, you wouldn't be able to eat the mezoinis cake, somoch lemincha, acha techshach, until it gets dark. Now it says the acha techshach, so really the question is, you know, usually a Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're allowed to make early Shabbos. After plag mincha already, you're allowed to make early Shabbos. But the Teretz is matzahs are different. Pesach has to be dafka, acha techshach has to be dafka belayla. Since the mitzvah of Karm Pesach says va'ochlu es habasa belayla hazeh, and matzah mor is hukish lepesach, therefore it's acha techshach. You're not allowed to eat matzah until it gets dark. That's his acha techshach. Now it says in our Mishnah, our gears here is erev pesachim. We know we call it arve pesachim. So Tosfos really deals with this. Why is it erev or arve pesachim? Because erev pesachim makes more sense. It means erev pesach. What's arve pesachim? What's loshen rabim? So those who go Arve means like every year the Erev Pesach. Or some say means the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. That's what will be Arve Pesachim. Like upon him, the halacha is Erev Pesach Samach Lemincha. A person cannot eat any pas. Ach Tach till it gets dark. Another halacha in the Mishnah. Filo Oni Shiv Yisrael, even someone who is very poor, Lo Yoichal Ach Yesav, is not allowed to eat on Pesach night until he leans. He has to eat leaning. And Tosfos explains that the chiddush is that you would think, since he doesn't have these fancy pillows and a fancy couch, maybe he doesn't have to do haseba. So Tosfos don't come up and he has to do haseba even though there's no fancy couch. Haseba is done by itself, even without pillows and blankets, he should do haseba. The Gabbai Tzedakah should make sure he doesn't have less than 4 kaisis of wine. There's a din of dala kaisis, like Rashi and the Rashbam say, k'neged the arba l'shoyne ge'ula v'hoitzesi. V'hitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti. These 4 lashonis of Geula teaches you need 4 kaisis, and you should make sure the Oni has at least 4 kaisis. And so then on the Oni himself also, if the Gabbai Tzedakah doesn't give him, he has to sell his clothing in order to have the 4 kaisis. Even if he's such a big Oni that he eats from a tamchui, it says that anyone who has 2 sudas, he can't eat from a tamchui. Someone who's so poor, he doesn't have 1 suda. He only has 1 suda. He's allowed to eat from a tamchui. Even that type of oni has to make sure he has dalad kaisis, and the Gabbai Tzedakah has to make sure he has dalad kaisis. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Zok the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, the Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat samach lemincha, acha techshach. Now, the reason is, because Rashi says, and the Rashbam say, as hidda mitzvah, of Kadesh Yoichel Matzah Shal Mitzvah L'Tei Avon, because Hidda Mitzvah, there's a Hidda Mitzvah that's special. You want to eat the Matzah B'Tei Avon, therefore, you have to not eat from 9.5 hours and on. Zog the Gemara, Mari Yerav Yipsachim, what's the episode, what we're picking out, Ari Yipsachim, this halacha, they're not allowed to eat from Samach L'Mincha. I feel like Ari Shabbos Yom Tov Nami. Every Erev Shabbos Yom Tov, there's also an Indian not to eat Erev Shabbos, so you should eat the Suda B'Tei Avon, the Tayyum Tanab Raisa. A person should not eat Erev Shabbos V'Yom Tov V'Namincha L'Mayla. They should come into Shabbos K'shu Taiva, nor they should come into Shabbos while he's hungry. The Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, no. You're allowed to eat the whole day until it gets dark. So it's a kasha l'chayra. Every erev Shabbos Yom Tov, Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to eat. Damar Huna lo tzricha. El Rabbi Yosi, Echanami. Our Mishnah going to Rabbi Yosi. Damar Oichav Ha'elachach Techshach. So Hanemili Barav Shabbos Yom Tovim, you're allowed to eat the whole day. Av Barav Pesach Mishum Chiyuvah the mitzvah matzah, because the mitzvah of matzah moide, he's moide that you can't eat mincha ketana v'lemayla. They're not allowed to eat. So it comes out the feed of Zeh was like this. Virav Yehuda Taka, Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos Yom Tov are exact same thing. Just according to Rabbi Yosi, who holds that Oichav Elachach Techshach Regel Erev Shabbos Yom Tov, but Erev Pesach he can't eat Samoch Lemincha. That's the first Teretz of the Gemara. Now we actually paskin like Rabbi Yosi in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, all paskin like Rabbi Yosi that on a regular Friday you're allowed to eat the whole day. But Lemaisa, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin is Maisa, it's a mitzvah namuchar, you should not be kaveya any suda from the Mincha Lemaila. But make it in, it's mutter. But if Pesach is halacha, you're not allowed to eat the Mincha Lemaila. Rapapa said different Teretz. Rapapa Amma, filu tamer Rabbi Yehuda, even for Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Pesach needs a little more time. You're not allowed to eat from mincha v'lamayla, which means about 9.5 hours an hour. But some mincha mincha, half hour before mincha, sorry. Alber Pesach, I feel a samach mincha nami asa. If you look at the lashon Mishnah, erev sachum samach mincha. Even samach mincha already is asa. Freit Gemara, is that true? You tell me you're going to Rabbi Yehuda because Shabbos and Yom Tov is different than Pesach. Pesach is about mincha, misamach mincha, and the Shabbos Yom Tov is about mincha l'mayla. Freit Gemara, is that true? Of erev Shabbos samach mincha shari, but time went to the brayso. Lo yoichel odam ba'arve Shabbos v'yam taifim mitheisha shayos l'mayla. Says in the brayso clearly from 9 hours and on, which means a half hour for mincha. Kadesh yikana Shabbos v'yam taifim at the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisrael ayich v'hoel gach techshach. So the kash is, you see klar in the brayso that Rabbi Yehuda meant even samach l'mincha is aser on erev Shabbos. Mazutra, man leimulah the mitaretzdi. How you know this mishnah, this brayso is a good brayso? It's not a mistake. Dumo shavesti. Maybe it's a mistake in brayso, and don't bring a raya from there. Don't bring a raya. The ikar brayso is what it says before mincha v'lamayla. Don't tell me this is the ikar brayso. That's the ikar brayso. I went to the shir of Rav Pinchas, Breid Rav Ami, v'kom tana, and the tana stood up, v'toni kamei, and read this brayso in front of him that says teisha shoyes, says which means samal chamincha, v'kibla, v'kom tana v'toni kamei, v'kibla, and then he accepted it. So yachi kasha, so it's back shver, our mishnah can't stem Rav Yehuda. So Mara says, you're right, el machvarta kid Rav Huna. Our mishnah has to be going like Rav Huna's pshat, which says that's going according to Rav Yosi, because according to Rav Yehuda, it's not true, and it would come out through this pshat, like the Rashbam points out, that a free Rav Yehuda, it's taka asr, on an Erev Shabbos, min ha-samach l'mincha v'lamayla, because that price is a mitaretzda, that's what comes out, and only Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. Only Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat min ha-mincha, samach, only Erev Pesach is different, only if you're Rav Yosi. If you're Rav Yehuda, they're both the same. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontav, and Erev Pesach. When the samach l'mincha l'mayla, you can't eat. But according to Rav Yosi, even though all year round you're allowed to eat all day, on Erev Pesach, a special din, you're not allowed to eat samach l'mincha, ach techshach, you're not allowed to eat.